welcome to MGP 529. I'm Kev, and with me this week there is Anna Rampab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
There's no sheepdog, yeah, yeah, yeah. No sheepdog, yeah, yeah, yeah. What a week. What a time to be alive. It's everyone's favourite podcast episodes, The Sheepdog 3 Files. Oh, it's amazing. It's good that he's not here. Where is he this time? What's his excuse this week? Does he even have one? Does he even bother anymore?
No.
He just turns up when he pleases, that boy.
He's in Norway. Mm.
That is an obvious lie. What possible business does that man have in Norway?
He's in Norway with friends.
Why is he in Norway? Nobody knows. He's just come back from prison or wherever he was last week. He travels more than I do, and I have a travel vlog. What's this? What's his excuse?
He has time.
Not happy. So it seems. I'm now regretting flying him around Europe for free earlier in the year. Seems like he had plenty of money to fund his own trips. Notice I'm not being taken to Norway. I took that boy to Barcelona. I took him to Turin. I took him to Wales. I took him to Liverpool. He never spent a penny. No, Kev can't come to Norway, though. Goodness me. We could be doing this from an igloo. We should all be there.
You could.
Do they have igloos in Norway?
Maybe.
Is Norway the one where a pint of beer is about 18 quid? He's not going to be able to cope. Yeah, he's going to have the shakes already, surely. I hope he's taking some with him, or he's gonna go into a coma.
I have a friend who lives in Norway, and he drives 5 hours to go and get his shopping because he goes to Sweden for his shopping.
Wow. I cannot wait to hear the sheepdog stories of not realising that the beer was really expensive and ordering around. Because I guarantee he's done that. Guarantee, first thing when they got there, because there's a group of lads that have found a pub, sheepdog's bought the first round, because he likes to get the first one in, because not everyone's there for the first one. And it's probably maxed out his credit card, and I am delighted. I'm very happy. We'll hear all about it next week, I'm sure. If he bothers to turn up next week, I don't even know. Yeah, like I say, I don't know when he's planning on turning up anymore these days, boys and girls. He's had enough of us.
Yeah,
he's living the high life.
I think at the minute it's like one on, one off, one on, one off.
Yeah,
something like that.
So it seems. So. What an absolute monster. Some of us don't have time to travel because some of us have just been locked in our office all week pulling. I mean, I feel like sometimes when I talk about this on stream, I might be exaggerating when I say I'm doing 16-hour days at the moment. But Anna can now verify, when I'm not sleeping and we're not at Sainsbury's, I am in here, aren't I? Just
when you're not eating,
working away. But yeah, so, okay, so we've got, let's say, 8 hours for sleep, 2 hours for in the morning, lying on the bed, watching TikTok, deciding whether or not to get up. Maybe an hour over the day for eating. And we're probably doing 14-hour days at the moment, every day, with YouTube videos, with streaming. I'm even trying to learn TikTok again. It's very complicated. But now I've got my TikTok username. I feel like I should actually learn how to use the platform. But, it's complicated.
I thought you swiped up on it.
Yeah, but I know how to watch the videos, Pat.
Oh, right,
I need
okay.
to learn how to add my own. I do mine in a landscape view of a video game that's very data intensive. Trying to work out how to make those into portrait TikToks that can be consumed in 15 seconds and are clickable.
I feel like this is an editor's job.
Yeah, but I already have one of them and he's busy editing my other videos. I need another one.
No, get him to figure it out once and then you're sorted. Then shows you how to do it.
Well, at the moment, I am currently in the queue on this is interesting. Everyone's loving this. I'm in the queue on an AI TikTok editing website where I basically upload my YouTube videos to it. And it then has an AI go through them, work out which bits should be TikToks, pull them out, turn them into the TikToks, and then spits them out the other side. So I've uploaded a few videos to it, and I'm now in a queue waiting for the AI to get to me. But if this spits me out some TikToks that are usable, this might be the answer. I'll have a robot editing for TikTok for me.
Wow.
Which does sound like a lot of fun.
Interesting.
I do like the idea of having a robot working for me. And I tell you what, robots are a lot cheaper than humans. I am all for AI taking over the world. So much cheaper than hiring an additional human.
It depends what they find funny.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. I've been in the queue. It says I'm going to be. It said it would take an hour for me to get through the queue. The free trial of this allows me to upload 90 minutes of YouTube videos. So I've uploaded 4 videos. It says within an hour, it's going to spit out up to 40 TikToks for me off the back of these 4 videos. So it can do like 10 TikToks per YouTube video. So I am intrigued what it's going to come up with. They're probably all going to be absolute trash. But if you're watching this now, head to Lelujo on TikTok. If there's suddenly a load of content there, know that that was uploaded by a robot, which I think is very clever. But it might be dumb. Who knows? It might be the sheepdog of robots, which would be a disaster.
I can't turn the sound off. I'm trying to find Lelujo. I'm trying to find him live.
I mean... I don't think he's live at the moment. If he is, I'm alarmed.
No, I'm doing it.
He is live. He is live most like. He is live most nights on TikTok. I do all my Twitch streams on TikTok now as well.
He does,
oh, yeah. Mr. Modern, Mr. TikTok. Exactly. But that is. I mean, the reason I'm talking about TikToks rather than video games is because I was leading into the fact that literally all I've done since we last did a podcast is play Football Manager and make content for Football Manager. So I have now, bearing in mind, this game came out of Early Access on Monday. I'm just loading up Steam to see how many hours I've got in Football Manager. So Football Manager 2024, the game that released on Monday, I am now at 289 hours on it. Now, obviously, it did have a 2-week Early Access period, and I did get it a little bit before that as well. But I've been playing this game quite intensely. Nearly 300 hours in 3 weeks is quite a lot of playing the game.
It's so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've not had time to play anything else. But the full game did release on Monday, so we got a big patch. We actually got a couple of big patches. They did the like half a gigabyte patch just for the full release on Monday. But then on Tuesday, we got a kind of unannounced, trying to slip it under the radar, 2 gigabyte patch, which it turns out was all of the Japanese league license stuff, because they added the Japanese leagues this year, which they've not had previously. They got the license for the Japanese leagues, but I don't think they got any of the images and stuff through in time. So it launched with the Japanese leagues there, supposedly licensed, but with none of the pictures. And I think they just kind of snuck the pictures out on Tuesday in that massive update that they did. But yeah, it's exactly the same as it was during Early Access. I've not noticed any significant difference. It is the best version of Football Manager that has ever existed. And if you have never played Football Manager before, which I find a little hard to believe if you listen to this podcast and I go on about it a lot, if you've never played it before, there have never been more ways for you to try this game for free. It's on Xbox Game Pass on both Xbox and PC. So if you've got an Xbox or a PC, you can try it on either for free. Also, if you're a Netflix subscriber, you can play Football Manager Mobile for free. That's included in your Netflix subscription. And in fact, it's the only way to play Football Manager Mobile now.
How would you access that?
You can't buy the game separately. How
do you access that?
You download the game from the App Store as normal. So the App Store or the Play Store, depending on whether you're on iOS or Android. And then when you open it up, it asks you to log into Netflix.
Really?
Okay.
Also, if you go into the Netflix app on your phone, it should have a games tab where it gives you a list of all the Netflix games. You can download it from there. But if you click it in the Netflix app, it just takes you to the App Store.
Yeah, it's like you've talked about it, but I've never known how you would get to that.
Yeah, you just have to log into it with your Netflix account. Even to the point where I logged in with Netflix and it brought up the usual screen that says, and who's playing, rather than who's watching. I had to click on my little chicken face. So everyone who's watched my first look at Football Manager Mobile has seen that my Netflix icon is a chicken's head, which it's been for like 10 years.
Yeah, because I used to call you chicken, so I
exactly
changed it to
which
a chicken.
I'm very upset that you don't anymore, so it's still chicken. But yeah, so you can play that whether you're on iOS or Android on mobile. I mean, it is the worst version of Football Manager. It's the best version of Football Manager Mobile, but Football Manager Mobile is the worst version of Football Manager. But if you've got a Netflix account and you just want to know what this Football Manager thing I'm always banging on about is, you can give it a try. It's a nice, like, simple, easy to understand route into the game, and they've added loads of extra tutorials and onboarding stuff this year because I think they're expecting lots of new people. That even that's not the only ways to play for free though. If you've got Apple Arcade, which if you've bought any kind of iOS device this year, you probably have Apple Arcade because they bundle it in. I think I've had it bundled 3 different ways this year because I've had a new iPad, a new phone, and I get Apple One, which is all the Apple subscription services with my phone contract. So I've got like three different, I've got Apple Arcade three times over, so it really doesn't cost me anything extra. But you can get Football Manager Touch through Apple Arcade, which if I wasn't a content creator, if I didn't need to play the biggest, most complicated version on PC, if I was just a lowly teacher like I used to be, a humble teacher, just playing Football Manager for fun, like the old days, I think Football Manager Touch is the version that I would use because it's really, really cool. You can have the same save across your phone, your iPad, your Mac, your Apple TV, and it kind of accommodates to which version you're playing on. So if you're playing on your mobile, it'll have a mobile specific user interface. If you're playing on the Apple TV, it will have a console specific user interface like it would on the PlayStation or the Xbox. If you're playing on your tablet, it will be the touchscreen interface, which is similar to the one that it uses on Switch. It's very clever how it does it, but it's all the same save, so you can just have the same save across everything. It automatically saves into the iCloud, so as long as you're online when you're playing, there's not even any complicated process getting access to saves. It's pick up, put down across devices, so you can sit on the toilet, play a match on your phone, come downstairs, continue your save on your Mac. It's really clever how it does it, and it gives you the access to the full 3D match engine across all those devices as well. A normal FM mobile doesn't give a 3D match engine, it's only a 2D match engine. So if you are within the Apple ecosystem, certainly the more into the Apple ecosystem you are, the better, because being able to use that cross-play multi-device stuff is really, really, really cool. But even if you've just got the one iOS device, if you've got access to Apple Arcade, it's another way to try the game for free. I probably, with both of these, should probably throw in the proviso, don't go and get Netflix or Apple Arcade just to play these, because then it's not that good. It's not worth paying a monthly subscription for. If you've not got either of the subscription services already, or Xbox Game Pass, just go and buy it. It's like 35 quid to buy outright on PC or PlayStation or Switch or Xbox. So, you know, unless you already have the subscription service, go buy it somewhere. It's not a £70 game. But yeah, if you've got Netflix or you've got Apple Arcade or you've got Xbox Game Pass, you can try it for free on any of those. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It is the best version of Football Manager they've ever made. It's a little bit buggy, like it always is, but I've played it for 300 hours and had a lovely old time, and have no doubts at all that I'll plow through several thousand hours on it this year. And I probably would, even if I wasn't making the content, because I love it. Football Manager is great. And I've still not got tired of the fact that you can get deflections on shots in this one, which you've never been able to have before. It looks like real football. They'll do a shot and it will just deflect off a defender and spin off in a different direction. The novelty value of that has definitely not worn off yet. So, good, good stuff. Go try Football Manager 2024 in any of its wonderful forms. And if you are still on the fence after that massive speech, I have videos on all of those versions on my YouTube channel, as well as my big series for the year, Non-League to Legend, has started. I've been on YouTube trending every day this week, which is awesome. My big Twitch save for the year will be starting tomorrow night, Sunday night on Twitch. So that'll be a lot of fun. There's basically a lot of content. I'm producing a lot of content. There's a lot of other content out there as well. I'm even making a video with someone next week who has written some Python code to basically use Python to arrange all of their transfers. And I basically do their scouting for them via Python. It's a really clever concept. And there's lots of cool stuff out there. Lots of cool stuff coming up. So Get on the old YouTube, get on the old Football Manager, and just pretend you're me. Put on a KC baseball cap like mine, and pretend you're Kev. Grow a beard, you'll love it. It's great. Genuinely, it's a lot of fun being me. Do that. That's football. That's literally all I've played, boys and girls. So I hope you two have got 45 minutes between you.
Oh goodness! I didn't even look at the time. I had a Football Manager
question. Go on, Pam, if you've got a Football Manager question, please, let's fill some time. Go for it.
You said that there's deflections in the game now.
Yes.
There wasn't before.
Not, like, realistic-looking ones, no.
Right, okay.
The 3D match engine is a little ropey. It gets better every year, and it is having a complete rebuild for FM25. They're moving to Unity next year. It's going to have a complete rebuild of the match engine, the graphics, the user interface. So next year we're getting theoretically shiny new, But this version of the match engine is basically the same one we've had for getting on for 15 years now. And this, when it was built, was literally just built on top of the old 2D top-down one. So anyone who remembers Football Manager or Championship Manager of old, where you have the top-down 2D view and it's just these little circles moving around the screen, rather than completely rendering the 3D from scratch, they basically process the game in the 2D engine and then render 3D on top of that. So you've got these 3D images, but they are, as far as the processing is concerned, pinned to these little discs. So for 15 years, they've moved really weird.
All right, yeah.
It's not been realistic player movement. It's not been realistic ball movement. And that's something they've really started to work on. It's going to change significantly next year. But even this year, there's been massive improvements in player animations, ball physics. And one of the improvements of the ball physics is the fact that it can now actually deflect and look like it's deflecting in a realistic way. I actually whooped out loud the first time I saw a player volley it into the floor and then it bounce up into the net, because again, it's something I've never seen before in nearly 30 years of playing Football Manager. Just a ball being hit down into the ground and then bouncing back up again, because previously the ball physics just couldn't do it, because it's not something that would have happened in the old 2D top down. So because of that, it wasn't something that the 3D knew to do, because all of the decisions, all of the processing is done in the 2D and then it's just transferred into the 3D. It also means you have inconsistencies between things like offsides, where you can have a player who's considered offside or they're called offside in the 3D match engine. They put the VAR lines on, they're clearly onside, but VAR says no, they're offside, because then if you switch the view to the 2D, they are offside on the 2D, but the 3D hasn't been able to translate it properly and animate it correctly. So there are, because of how they've kind of built it bit by bit each year, layering on what has come before, there are so many little clunky things. But this year is ironed out a lot of that. You can tell they are making steps towards cleaning up the code, getting it, trimming all the fat. So with this transfer to Unity that happens next year, it should theoretically, I mean, it's being built 3D from the ground up for next year. So it's going to be very impressive next year. But in the meantime, this is, as they keep saying, Royal Marketing Bump, the most complete version of Football Manager ever. And I have a sneaky suspicion, based on how game cycles, tech cycles, and things like that seem to go, I'll say it quietly because I don't want to put people off buying next year's game before I even know anything about it. I suspect this is probably the best game we're going to get, not just so far ever. It's probably the best version for the next few years as well, because early versions on a completely new engine are probably going to be a little bit learning the new engine-y, I would suggest. I mean, even if you look at stuff like City Skylines, like Civilization, these things that release a big game, but only do their sequel every 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it is. So when the sequel first comes out, it's quite bare bones and there's not a lot going on and it's not very feature rich. But then they layer those features on and on and on and on over the years, with DLCs and expansion packs and things like that. But then when the next sequel comes out, they strip it right back. I wonder if next year we're going to be stripped back a bit and all the focus is going to be on getting this 3D working. I hope I'm wrong. I suspect I won't be. And I think if you want the most, not only the most complete version of Football Manager ever, but the most complete one you're likely to get within the next few years, then this is definitely the year to take the plunge if you've been on the fence about doing it. And like I say, it's the year where there's been more ways to play it for free than ever before as well. And I imagine if you're listening to a gaming podcast, there's a very good chance you've got one of Xbox Game Pass, Netflix, or Apple Arcade, if not all three of them. I bet a lot of you nerds are going to have all three of them, like I do, because you're nerds, like I am.
Yes.
There you go. We did another 5 minutes. If you want to ask me another question, I guarantee at least 5 minutes worth of answer for any question you ask me. I can spin this out if you two haven't got much to bring to the table. We could do an hour on Football Manager here if that's where you're pushing me.
No.
I don't have anything to say or ask about Football Manager because I don't play it.
Well, why don't you tell us all about what you've been playing then, Anna?
Not a lot, really. It's been one of
I know that's not true.
It's one of them weeks. It just to Swine Week. So I was playing last week. I was playing RoboCop. Started it. I'm probably 80% through the game.
I
don't know the history of RoboCop, so a lot of is going over my head. I don't understand some of the characters.
You met Ed?
Who's
Ed? Ed 209?
Oh, them big things.
The big robot man.
I've encountered a few of them.
You push him down some stairs?
No.
That's the key, you see. You've got to push him down the stairs. They don't like stairs.
No, they're nasty. Very mean. Yeah, they're not very nice. So I have been playing. So it's a weirder mashup of a game because you do investigations because obviously you are a cop. Then you do shootouts because Detroit is full of gangs and people that don't like the cops. And then you do fetch quests in the police court officers. It's a very strange game, but it's fun. Like, I don't want to put it down because I'm enjoying what I'm doing. There's lots of things to do. Like, last week I was in a town space, so it was free roam, but in a certain area, and I had to find like six places to give a ticket, and I couldn't find them. I had to look up online what the hell I was supposed to do, and one of them is like a car is in front of a fire hydrant. Obviously, right, over here, that's not a crime because we don't have fire hydrants, so I would never have looked for something like that. But yeah, there was that, and then there was like someone who was washing in a fountain. So it's just random stuff. So yeah, I just played that. Like I said, I'm about 80%. I just got a little, not bored, but I was just like, I understand this old man. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you want to talk to me. I have no idea who is who and what, who is like, someone wants to make a new city. I'm like, why? And then everyone is against the new city. And I'm like, why? If they give you a new city, they give you an apartment. Why would you want to live on the streets? It's very strange. But if you know RoboCop, this is a good game to go with that. And then I reinstalled Borderlands 3 for my third playthrough.
What? Wait. Two things.
Yep.
Only third playthrough?
I was going to question, uninstalled? You mean reinstalled? Yeah. You mean you uninstalled it?
No, because it's a big game. So obviously it takes up the space of the hard drive. So when things like, not Detroit, what am I trying to think of? Diablo and God of War, they're all quite chunky games. So some things have to go.
Yeah.
So I've reinstalled it. I'm now, because before I used to play Borderlands 2 like nobody's business. I would just put it on and I would just go around and do what I have to, and then I would turn it off and now I'd be fine. And now this time it's on Borderlands 3 was on PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. So now because the PlayStation 5's out, it's a newer version because it's like all updated visuals and stuff.
Good.
Yeah, so now I get to do all the trophies again because...
Oh, right, really?
Oh, now, yes. There you go. Now we understand what's going on.
You don't need a second account now.
No.
She'll do all the trophies again on both accounts now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going through that. There's just little things in this. Like, there's a cereal box with Mr. T. Not Mr. T from the A-Team, but Mr. T in this game. And if you hit the box, it makes like a guitar noise and it screams at you. Like, I've never noticed that before, but I've noticed it now. I thought, I'm just going to hit this box. I don't know why, I just wanted to. And it made a noise at me. So every time I see one of them, I go and hit it, and it makes a noise at me. I find that funny. And obviously with this game, it's the game, the story's not different, but the guns are different. So every time you play, it's a different way of playing.
Yeah,
because I don't normally play with a sniper, but I got a gold drop of a sniper earlier today, and now I'm using that, and it's like the best gun I've got. And I hate playing with snipers because everyone just runs at me and I'm not quick on the snipe. I'm not a 360 no-scope kind of person.
Oh, really?
Isn't that what they used to say back in the day? but yeah, so I played that. I've also played, hold on, where is my phone? Because I will forget what it's called. Give me a moment, everybody. How is everybody this weekend?
You've been writing all these down?
No, but I know where it. I can see what it's called.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I literally turned on the Xbox there. I haven't turned the Xbox on in such a long time. Like,
no, me neither.
I've no interest in playing Starfield. I just can't be bothered. But I did play for about half an hour this evening, Headbangers Rhythm Royale.
Is this a pitching game?
Yeah, this is Team 17. And it is basically like Fall Guys, but not. It's like a rhythm game. So it looks, it's got like, you know, like when you go into Fall Guys, you've got like where you start, or you've got like challenges, and you've got your wardrobe, and you've got your store. So that all looks the same. But basically, yes, you are a pigeon. You can dress up your pigeon and you play rhythm games. Now, the rhythm games can be all sorts of things. So one of the ones I got to say was I was in a choir and notes would come along the bottom of the screen and you would use... Hold on. So the three... What's the first button on the Xbox controller? Hold on.
First button, A?
Yeah, so you would use A, X, Y. A is your small note. X is your medium note and Y is your like loud note, and these heads would come up, what would correspond to one of them, and you would have to follow them and get points. So that was one of those. Very weird, because these games, you don't understand how they work until you've played them, because I wasn't even getting to the second level, because I was just like, what am I doing? But also, as you're playing these levels, these little boxes will come above you, like going across the screen, and you have to grab them with your shoulder buttons. Anyone can grab them, but you grab them and it gives you like extra points, or it distorts the screen for everyone. It's just like little power-ups. Another one was Run Pigeon Run, and it was... not Flappy Bird, but it was like you would have to hit things on the ground or in the sky, and you would have to use corresponding buttons to hit them, again to a tune, and that gets really annoying. There was another one that there's like pigeons on a stage. First it starts with one, and you have to press how many times it makes the noise, and then it will get to where like there's two on the stage, and you have to tap different buttons to which whoever made that noise, and then it gets to like three. It gets very hectic because you're like, who made that noise? What button do I press? It's all very strange. But then there's also things like you're in an exercise group and you obviously have to follow the leader, and it's so bizarre, and it's just a fun, stupid game. That is out on the Xbox. I don't know if it's on PlayStation. I just saw it today, and I thought I'd have a look at that. Yeah, it's the same. I don't know if it's the same people of Fall Guys, but it's exactly the same style. It's Team 17, so whoever they are. And then I also downloaded Like a Dragon, Gaiden, the man who erased his name. I literally downloaded that today because I believe it came out today. I have not turned that on yet. So,
is that on Game Pass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's out today.
Very good.
So I've got that. And then next week we've got...
I look forward to that one.
Persona 5.
Oh, is it?
Tactica is next week, yeah.
Well, there you go. Is that on... No, that's not on Game Pass.
Yes, I'm looking at it now. Huh. That is also on Game Pass.
Interesting. That's on Game Pass as well.
Yeah, and the Persona 3 Reloaded is also on Game Pass in February. There's a lot on there.
It's done a lot. I mean, Microsoft have done a lot to get Sega on board.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, because they've got pretty much, barring the new Sonic game, they have pretty much got.
Isn't Sonic Nintendo?
Sonic's Sega. They've got a lot of the Sega lineup though. Xbox.
No, they
got the Like a Dragon games.
Football Manager.
Football Manager, yeah. Where's my man got blank name? Sonic, not Sonic.
You've also got Like a Dragon in Shin. Yeah, that was out last week.
So that was out in the start of the year.
Yeah.
Did they secretly buy Sega and no one's doing it?
I mean, I don't think they want to be bought, but I mean, they could buy them, but I think they'd be scrutiny again, like the Activision deal again. Sega's not Activision, but Sega's still got a sizable amount of. Well, have they though?
I don't know. I don't really get a lot of IP.
They've got a lot of cachet sort of thing.
I think they've got their fingers in lots of pots, and I think that's how they like to.
I don't think they're as big as they used to be, Sega. No. They're nowhere near as big as they were in the mid to late 90s. Yeah. But they've still got a lot of titles, and I think if Microsoft wanted to buy them, they probably could. He wouldn't get as much flack as he did as for the Activision one, but
is the new COD on PlayStation then? Because obviously I don't.
The new Call of Duty is on PlayStation. Yeah. It's on PlayStation, and it's got there are PlayStation bundles with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
But they
going into Christmas.
Xbox own them, Activision.
No. Yes, they are now, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But they always said, we have no intention of taking it off of there because we like money.
Yes. Yes, there's a lot of consoles out there.
When they bought Minecraft and went, not for anybody else. It's like, no, we like money. We need to pay off the fact that we just spent all this money buying Minecraft. Yeah. We need to pay that off now by putting it out everywhere so that everyone buys it. At least two more times.
That's what allows them
to basically give them away for free on their own platform.
Yes, exactly. So you have buy one of our consoles and you can have it for free, or you can keep your own PlayStation or Nintendo Switch or whatever, and you can buy it on each one of them separately, individually, and you will because it's Minecraft. Similar to like you will buy it because it's Call of Duty, and the people that buy Call of Duty buy it religiously year in, year out, whether it's good or bad. Which I'm hearing very middling things from this current one. So we shall see.
But that is me. That's all I've got, because it's just been one of them weeks where there's not a lot.
I mean, there is a lot.
There's
not many things that you haven't played or won't play.
Exactly.
Because Alan Wake you won't touch.
I'm not gonna lie,
I haven't touched it because I'm a bit
I have no interest. I actually screamed at my phone because it scared the bejesus out of me. I had to put my phone down. It made me jump. It spiked my heart rate. It was awful. I thought I was going to be sick. So I don't need that in my life to play it. I'll watch it because I can watch it at my own pace and I can be in a lit room and I don't have to have the controller in my hand, but I will not play that.
Well, you might be able to play it in the dark, hidden under your duvet, because I've only just realised after our conversation the other day that I still haven't cancelled the PlayStation Portal that I pre-ordered months ago. So I am now rushing to try and cancel that now. I really have no reason to own one. But I think that's out in a couple of days. There's a chance it's going to be on its way.
Send it back. There is no need for it. I can see the point of it. But we have no need for it.
I've managed to cancel it. Excellent. We're good. I've managed to cancel it. It just cancelled. It was due to arrive on Wednesday. But yeah, I have cancelled it. But they are mad. If there was any way for us to, if it wasn't, it was just restricted to Wi-Fi. Because if anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, the PlayStation Portal is that it's basically a PlayStation controller that's been split in half and had a screen put in the middle. So it looks like a weird PlayStation Switch hybrid. And it seems great until you realize it will only work streaming from your PS5 when you are in the same place as your PS5. Mm-hmm. So like you can't put it in your bag, take it to a hotel, log on to the hotel Wi-Fi and stream your game from home. You have to be in the same location as your device. And that just makes it utterly pointless. We have a living room with two TVs in. There is no circumstance where me and Anna, where either of us, there is two of us living in this house. We have more TVs than people. We have more PlayStations than people. There is no reason for us to own basically an extra screen to play PlayStation on in an uncomfortable way.
I mean, that could be your PlayStation, your bathroom PlayStation.
Oh yeah, I did mention to Anna FIFA on the toilet.
I don't spend that much time on the toilet as Kevin does.
It's one of them things where I was like, it's £200. You drop that to 100, I might have gone, yeah, go on. I might have done it for 100. But I'm not paying £200 for that.
Yeah, I think I pre-ordered it as soon as it was available to pre-order without really looking into what it was. And then last week I had a look to see what it actually was and was like, what the hell? This is a piece of trash. I don't want this. It looks cool.
For the right price, I might have bought it, but I'm not paying that for it, for what it does.
Yeah. I'm also pretty miffed that they've announced a new Steam Deck an OLED Steam Deck, a year after I got my Steam Deck. Yep. But they've announced an OLED.
I just keep telling myself, I don't use this one enough. I don't need another one.
I've not turned mine on since goodness knows when. I mean, most of this year I've not turned my Steam Deck on.
Yeah.
Because again, I play games at my desk in my house. My Steam Deck is also on my desk in my house. But if I'm going to play a Steam game on my desk in my house, I'll play it on my PC. I have no, and it's so big and bulky that whenever we go anywhere, like on holiday or to Comic-Con or anywhere where I'm trying to travel reasonably light, I'm not going to take up half of my backpack putting that enormous thing in there. So, yeah, it's not quite what I hoped it would be. But I was annoyed that within a year of it coming out, or certainly next calendar year from when I got mine, they've got the OLED one coming out. If that's going to be how this works, if they're bringing out a new one every year, I'm getting off this ride. That's absurd.
But people will buy it.
Yeah, people are idiots.
Yeah, case in point, you've both got one and both don't use it.
Oh yeah, we're idiots. I assume you're not getting an OLED, are you, Pabby?
No, I mean, look,
we're
I mean,
idiots to a point. We're not mega idiots.
I've got a play date that has never been. It's run out of battery. Normally, it's got an always on screen. It's run out of battery. I've never touched.
Wow.
My Steam Deck is over there somewhere. I'll be honest with you. I did play it about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I went away for the weekend and I took it with me, but I probably played it for less than an hour. It wasn't that long. Didn't run out of battery, which is what the thing.
Oh god, that's the other thing, because I remember trying to play Horizon on it when we went to Centre Parks, Anna, when I first got it, and I could sit outside and do maybe 45 minutes before I had to go and plug it in playing Horizon, because it just Horizon just melted its battery.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly fine for smaller games, and it will do, like I say, it will do Horizon and slightly bigger games as well, but at the cost of battery, which is what this new one is supposed to be significantly better. The battery life is significantly better, which made me go, and then I was
if they announce a trade-in program where I can send this one back,
exact same thing.
Give them £100 and get the new one, I'll do that.
The exact same thing. Is there a trade-in program somewhere that I could get rid of the old one for the new one? I thought about that as well. Should probably look it up. Maybe they do.
I'm having a look now. I imagine there's not.
No, I doubt it. They don't want any more. They've got enough of them now in this the warehouse. They don't want any secondhand ones going back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
That being said, boys and girls, if you want one of the original ones, their price has dropped massively. You
they
can
have.
Get the middle really? One, which is the one I think I got.
Yeah, I
did. It's $389 now. The cheap entry level one, the one that's only got 64 gig of storage on it, £309 now. So if you are, if you don't yet have a game, I think the only use case for this is if you don't have a gaming PC or you travel a lot
yes.
and have a big space in your bag, yep. Then maybe go for this. But if you've already got a gaming PC or you don't ever really plan to use it outside of the home, there's really no reason to buy it. But for £309 for a functional gaming PC, even if you buy it and plug it into a TV, keyboard and mouse, that's a pretty good deal.
Hmm. Yep. Yep.
You just... Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not getting the new one because it makes me sad.
Yes. I mean, like you say, I'll wait another, because they said it'll be at least another couple of years before the new model comes out. So,
I think they lied.
Oh, wait, I can hold on for that.
Even on the new one, I'm looking at the battery ranges. The ones we've got, it says it will do 2 to 8 hours of gameplay, content dependent. What a range. The new one, 3 to 12 hours. So it's a little bit better. But I imagine if you're still playing something like Horizon, you're very much closer to the 3 hours, which will actually work out to about 2 hours when you crank the brightness up so you can play it in the sun like I was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not gonna be that much better on the battery.
Mm.
Yeah, I can live without this. I'm becoming a grown-up, Anna. That's two shiny new pieces of tech that I've decided not to get.
The PlayStation thing is for when your wife wants you to sit with her, but you don't want to watch Curry, so...
Oh, yeah, as I said to you the other day, if they'd have announced it 2 years ago, before we had a second TV, that would have been perfect for us, because I could have sat there on the sofa next to you, rather than us buying an extra PlayStation and an extra TV like we did... last year, earlier this year, whenever we did that, I could have just streamed the PlayStation from my office, sat there, played it handheld. I love handheld gaming. I would have enjoyed that. And I could have just sat there and played my little bit of FIFA that I play sometimes, sat there in there with you. But having spent £1,000 earlier in the year to get another TV and another PlayStation, it really isn't for us, because there's just no circumstances where I'd use it.
Or I, because I have... my PlayStation, I have a TV, like you said. So, yeah.
Exactly.
But it's out there for people who possibly could need it.
And if it becomes the hottest gift for Christmas, I'm going to be gutted, because I could have had one for 200 quid and sold it for 500 if it becomes really
popular. I can't see.
I don't think it will. To be fair, it is sold out in a lot of places. I'm looking at Amazon now. It's sold out on Amazon.
There's a lot of men with wives, Sue. So. Keep going. Spend some time
don't have
with me.
TVs next to the TVs.
I mean, they need to sort their priorities
they do.
Out.
They
silly
do.
Boys. But we'll see. I'll be gutted if that starts going for double what it cost, because Kevy could have made a quick buck. And I there's a few things I like in life more than a quick buck. Continue whatever you were saying before I started waffling on, Pabby. I was basically just letting you know what I was Googling currently. That was my update on what I'm currently Googling. Still not got my TikToks through. They're taking longer than expected. But yeah, that's your update on what Kev's currently Googling. Please continue.
Where were we?
You...
I think you were about to tell us what you've played this
you've...
week.
Okay, so I have predominantly played Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yep. I am on mission... 26 of 31. I am about 80% through, I want to say. Something like that it was, I think, the percentage when I last checked earlier on. So that game's all right. That game's pretty damn good.
What a review.
Yeah.
That game's all right.
It's it's something else, that game. I like the... Some of the upgrades are all right. Some of them I forget to use. Some of them I find myself just mashing the buttons at times.
Mm-hmm.
Which works fine. It does. It does work fine. You can get away with it. But when I remember the button combos in fights, it's so much more satisfying. It's like I don't really memorize button combos. I didn't do that in fighting games. I just smash all the buttons together and hope for the best. But when you do some, you pull off some really cool moves. I've audibly went whoa at something that I did where I kind of like grappled towards someone, flicked him up in the air, and then kind of like bounced off the wall next to me and pinged onto the next guy. And I was like, I didn't realize I'd done that, but yeah, it is incredibly satisfying to fight. There are a few things that I find frustrating. The boss fights are annoying. They're fine, but I don't like the fact that you pretty much have to fight everybody 3 times.
Oh God, I know.
It's like, come, I've beat him now. Oh no, yeah. Never mind. We're gonna go again. Another one. Oh wait, we're gonna smash through the floor. Another yeah. boss room. Let's do it again. Oh wait, again. Like, come on.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah, I've not enjoyed. I just got frustrated with him. I've turned it down. I had it on standard. Normal difficulty. I turned it down. I was like, I just don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I find the enemies take forever to fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's like waves of enemies coming, and there was a podcast I listened to, and they said like somebody compared the time to beat like a group of enemies, and it's like 3 times longer. Or something like that. He's like, okay. What? Why are enemies suddenly? Why Spider-Man, this like powerful superhero, but can't deal with a bunch of gangsters or thugs who are on the street trying to drive, you know, trying to like set something on fire or something? And you're like, why are we spending 5 minutes beating this bunch of thugs up? Then you find out. MJ's the best hit superhero of the lot. She just one shots them. She one shots everybody.
Yeah.
Whereas Spider-Man's like, got to go through 48 characters in 20 minutes. MJ does it in 2. Just goes around and just one shotting everybody. I was like,
yeah, she has an axe, doesn't she, of getting through. I'm
like, I don't mind the MJ bits are. I want to say I've done 2 or 3.
Yeah.
2 or 3 MJ moments, and they're fine. They're fine. A lot of people don't like them, but they've been fine. They've not been too bad. I have upgraded enough to where I know here, like I can on the radar is the spider bots.
Mm-hmm.
Them ones in the air are fun, aren't they? They're fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad I had the radar for that thing because it just pings on the radar. If I spent it's hard enough trying to find them on a building sometimes. Let alone just God, in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just zip past it. You go, what was that? Okay, I've got a double back round. So yeah, I'm nearly done. I'll probably finish the story over the weekend, and then it's platinum time. It's time to go to town. I started unlocking a few more fast travel things, and they're still magic. They are still magic how they work.
They are.
It's so good. It's so good. We did get him. I don't know if you saw on the weekend. Sheepdog was like, "I'm doing this thing that you said, the TV TV settings," and then he was like, "Yep, I can see it." I was like, "There you go. Now you know what frame rate is." Just explain to him what it means. So yeah, I have pretty much only played that. What have I got? I want to say. I've unlocked the Spider-Verse suits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much becoming the only one Miles will wear now. And I've currently got the MCU Spider-Man suit on, I think. The Infinity War suit, I think, or whatever it's called. I can't remember now. But there's a lot of suits in
there's
that
There's a
game.
Lot, yeah. Some of them you don't open until the end of the game, which I find very bizarre.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I guess you get to keep them on...
I think I unlocked a suit for Miles just through doing the quest for the music
museum
place. There's a suit for that. I was like, that's cool, because I had to go through and wander through and look at every single thing in this museum.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I've got to do it. I can't not do it, because if there's a trophy involved in me looking at everything in this museum,
I'm going to
be so
peeved
off if I can't go back to this museum. So I had to literally walk in the museum, click on everything, read it all, and they talk to all the different people in the museum. this isn't how I do a museum in real life. I don't read anything. I just wander around and look. We've been around many museums and they're just like going, oh, look at that pit, look at that. Oh, yeah, look at that. I'm not reading anything. I don't think I've unlocked any suits. I might have done, you know, if we're doing something with Peter, but I can't remember. But, yeah, I like this game. This will be platinumed. Maybe not by next week, but I will figure it out at some point. I'll get the story finished. And it's probably up there, realistically, for me. Probably up there for in our top games around that. I want to say maybe we don't know.
Yeah, it is one of them.
There,
we are getting ahead of ourselves, but I'm thinking. I have some days this week I've gone. Got to start thinking about this. Just thinking what are the games that I'm going to...
I forbid thinking.
I have to, because I can't even remember.
This year, so...
Yeah. Yes, I mean, Spider-Man's is good. It's good. Like I say, I have, 80% through. I've become acquainted with a big fella who's the Venom fella.
Yes.
Become acquainted with him.
Yes.
So that's pretty much where I've left it off.
Yes. He is a jolly fella.
Yeah, he's all right. What else have I played? I played last weekend and a large amount of last week. The finals was in open beta. Have you heard of the finals?
Absolutely not.
No. It is a multiplayer game. It's like... How many did we have? We had three. I think it's like threes. Teams of three. And there's like four teams of three in the map. And you have to... It's kind of like a multiplayer extraction game, sort of, where you and your team have to go to a location on the map, and you have to get the money. They're like ATMs or something like that. There's certain like an ATM drops on this map. It's not a massive map, and you have to extract the money out of it, but it takes time. And as soon as everyone knows where this ATM is, so everyone's converging on this ATM. So you've got to fend off all the people that are attacking you. And then once you've got to get the money, you've then got to get to an extraction point to get the money out. So you then get to go to like a location, it's like A, B, or C, or wherever it is, and you've got to go to one of them and wait for the helicopter to come to then send the money off. Again, you've got to wait for the helicopter to turn up, and then you've got to fend all these people coming off. And yeah, it was all right. It was all right. The shooting felt okay. Felt first person shooter. It's got a lot of destructibility in it. You can smash through the walls, similar to something like Battlefield or something like that. I don't even know who's making it. I've just got asked. Somebody asked me, "Do you want to have a go at this finals? It's an open beta." I was like, "Yeah, go on. I'll give it a go." And Yeah, it seems okay. I assume a multiplayer game in this day and age is probably free to play. If you have to pay for it, I imagine it'll struggle. It might be on Game Pass for all I know, but yeah, I don't even know when it's coming out, but it was okay. It was okay for an open beta. There was a lot. There wasn't like any trouble to get in a game. There wasn't like lack of players. There were loads of people playing. It was a busy old weekend for it, I imagine. Yeah, it was okay. It was okay for what it was. I do, like, you know me, I play a lot of Fortnite, and I do enjoy a multiplayer game, even if I'm not very good at it. And there's lots of customization. There's all the usual things, like, you get all the, every time you finish a game, you go back to the menu, and then you get, you've earned some sort of currency, and you can, you know, customize what your character looks like, change the outfit, change the mask, change the pants and shoes and all that, different things for different currencies and all that sort of stuff. So you can have all different kooky characters. It's been all right, that. What else have I played that wasn't Fortnite?
Tell you what, I've just remembered something I've played.
Oh!
No way. Oh!
City Skylines 2.
Oh.
Anyone who's following this will know there was a massive update that came out and it was supposedly fixed. Remember how last week I was saying I was playing it with no problems? Immediately after the update came out to fix it, I tried to play it last Saturday and played it for about an hour, and it hard crashed not just the game but my entire PC 3 times, to the point where I had to restart my PC. So I am now off that.
Oh.
It's a long time since I've had a game outright crash my PC, and it was running absolutely fine before the update, and now it just kills it immediately. Absurd. Wow.
See, I've got that game. I've just not touched it.
I wouldn't turn it on.
I've just not played it at all. I've just been like, I can hold on, and I suppose I'm waiting. I'll be honest with you, the only reason I've not done it is because I don't feel like I've got enough time to give it the time it deserves to be able for me to learn the tutorial and do all the usual things. I imagine it's not that difficult, but I need a good 2 hours where I can just zone out of it and just kind of get into what it wants me to do and learn the basics and get into it. Otherwise, I'll be doing it in like chunks of it, and I was like, I'll never remember what I'm doing, and then just never get to just end up restarting the same opening 20 minutes over and over again.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah, I do that. bit of a night, yeah. Fortnite, I continue to play. Week two of the OG season has just gone through the update.
Is that what you're playing?
It's OG Fortnite right now. The mm-hmm. new season that's a month long, and the month is, the first week is season 5 of the original chapter 1. And then this week going forward is season 6, I think. Season 6 is this week, I think. And then next week, I think it's season 7 and 8. And then the final week of the month is 9 and 10. That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is. So the season 6 stuff has come in. There are quad bikes and snowboard, like hoverboards, and there's all the weapons that came in. The map's changed ever so slightly. The lake in the middle now, there's now a big hovering floating island in the middle of the lake, like there was in season 6 originally. So mm-hmm. it'll all change up, and the things will change. The planes will be in again soon, I imagine. The planes come in and all sorts of other crazy stuff that came in, and for better or worse, realistically, they were trying to change things and be innovative at the time, but realistically, they probably realised it's probably not for the better, which is probably why it's only a month long this season. It's just for nostalgia, and then we go on to a new chapter going into Christmas. There'll be all Christmas stuff going into that new season, new chapter, new battle pass. Yeah, other than that, that is pretty much it. I will get back to Alan Wake. I will, I promise.
It's just, where did I've you got get a, to?
Oh, but Toba's in. Next to nothing.
Wow.
I got to the save point in the witch's hut, And I went, this seems perfect. This is a good place to stop. And since I've since listened to a few podcasts who've talked about Alan Wake and said that the checkpoint is awful in this game.
Right.
And the save system is, so say I saved in the witch's hut, went out, did a load of stuff, and was like, okay, I'm going to save the game now. It might not be the case for this one, but certain save points are then locked off to you. It kind of forces you forward in the game.
Okay.
You're like, but I can't. It's not the sort of game where I can just, I'm going to have to put the controller down and just leave it running. It's also a game that you can't pause. You pause, it's one of them, like Dark Souls games where you can get caught out if you're not paying attention, you're not in a safe area, you'll get got. So it's one of them games, and checkpoint is awful, and sometimes save points that you thought were there are no longer there because you've used, I don't know if it's like a one-time use thing either, it could just be that. And if I come out of that witch's hut now where I've just saved and then the door shuts behind me, I was like, well, that's it. No saving now for you. You better carry on to the next checkpoint or save. I'm in trouble. So that's discouraging me at the minute. It's like, oh, I've got to have an extended amount of time now. I ain't just got 20 minutes, half an hour that I can just put into this and hopefully the game will save. So yeah. Plus there's plenty of other little things coming and going over the next month or so, isn't there? It's coming out, so... I'm sure
we'll
be all things to talk about coming in the coming weeks as well. And Sheepdog will be back next week.
I did see in the Alan Wake, because obviously I'm watching, someone mentioned the bureau.
The bureau was at the bureau. Well, yeah. Like I said, there was a bureau. the Federal Control. Bureau of Control.
There we go. Yeah.
It's in. I saw. I've seen a folder. I've seen a guy with a jacket on.
Yep.
So
I was like, I know that. I've heard of them before.
Yes, it's there. I don't know how much more there is in it, or if it's just little nods to it. But I do need to play more. But yeah, that is your lot.
Splendid. Well, we'll wrap things up there then, boys and girls. If you want to follow us on the Twitter, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Bye-bye. Sorry.
Have a good week.
I'm so sorry.
You two, I mean, ridiculous.
It's
absolutely absurd.
That is so ingrained in me. I have to...
I did my sheepdog impression for you. You're fine.
I have to wait for the sheepdog. Goodbye.
Thank you all for listening.
You're welcome, Pabby.